Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guest Tiger Lily Go. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. RanchChannel.com, bull and heifer sales, products and services, events, even the markets. Check out RanchChannel.com. Use it. Y'all will love it. RanchChannel.com. Save it to your favorites on your phone. RanchChannel.com.
Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is our go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
We got to keep this quick. We got to get out of the studio to help out with our county's Ag Day, and that is put on by the County Farm Bureau, and it is a way of celebrating and educating grade school and kindergarten kids about agriculture that's in our county. So there's a big tent set up, and there's a sheep shearing demonstration, and there's all kinds of old machinery, and there is horses and cows and pigs and chickens and sheep, and I mean, you name it, everything about agriculture where we're at. We bring the wee ones in and educate them, and it's several thousand kids that we're going to have shuffling through this big carnival tent today.
That's what I love about this. And this is something, this is one of our give backs. I'm going to put it that way.
Yep,
that Tigger and I do every year. We bring in our sound equipment. We end up being the MCs of the event and enjoy razzing the kids, finding out what they do or don't know about agriculture. But this is terrific. And it's not just kids that are in school. A lot of homeschooled children, they come over, daycares. And now we've got kids coming from multiple counties to this Ag Day. But what's the greatest thing about it is that we're showing those that maybe are now in a more of an urban lifestyle, just where their food is coming from. And they're finding out a little bit about animal husbandry. They're learning about facts, about what all comes from wool.
Yep.
Wool, for example, they get to actually feel it.
It's always a fun time at Ag Day when we get to entertain several thousand of the wee ones.